It's time for us to move on now to our hadith discussion for this morning. It's still on the theme of dhikrullah, remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And today we take a look at a narration of Ibn Majah. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, inna Allah azza wa jalla yaqul, ana ma'a abdi idha huwa dhakarani, wa taharrakat bi shafatahu. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, I am with my servant when he remembers me and when his lips move in my remembrance. Now moving on and taking a look at the explanation of this hadith, it means simply this, that you would always like to be remembered by your beloved. You would like to be in the company of your beloved. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, if I am your beloved, and if you want to be in my company, and if you want to be remembered by me, then continue to remember me via dhikrullah. The more you make dhikr, the more you are in the company of Allah, and the more Allah remembers you. 27 minutes past 4 Central African time. You are on the As-Suhoor program with myself, Suleiman Rawat, and Mawlana Ibrahim Dayan. We remind you with regards to that question once again, the As-Suhoor question. We are asking you that how would you like to be remembered after you have passed on? And obviously it means that you need to work towards that, right? Because people are not going to remember you in a way that you did not live.